Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I'll be very quick, ma'am. I don't want to take up your time. Thank you for your responses. I'm going to mention to you some names of some public figures. I just want you to tell me how your feelings are towards each of them. You can answer as favorable or unfavorable. If you don't know them or have never heard them, you can tell me as well, ma'am. For example, Joe Biden, ma'am. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I think he's a wonderful man. He's a good man, and that to me is very important. When you're a good man,
would you consider them your answer as favorable or unfavorable?
Yes. Favorable.
Very or somewhat? Very or
I think he's a very nice man. You can do whatever you want with that answer.
I understand. What about Barbara Sharif? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't know her.
No problem. All right. What about Kamala Harris? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't have any opinion because, I mean, she was his vice president, and I'm not up to date on all this politics, so. I know now that you may be a candidate for president, and I don't know, Joe Biden said that she wasn't ready, so I don't know. I'm very upset.
No problem. What about Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him.
What about Chad Klitzman? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
All I do is I get ads from them. I know nothing about them.
No problem, ma'am. Well, moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. Is the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and your candidates were district in your district were Chad Klitzman, Barbara Sharif, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. For whom would you vote, ma'am?
Are they Democrats?
The survey doesn't indicate. No.
Well, I'm a Democrat, and I most likely will vote Democratic.
From what you've heard or possibly know, would you lean towards any of them? Would you lean towards Chad Klitzman or Barbara Sharif or Rodney W.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Well, I have all
these ads that come in the mail, and I have a pile on my chair.
No problem.
Of all these.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about the Democratic primary. Thinking about the Democratic primary election, I just want you to tell me which of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. For example, we have topics such as health care, home and property insurance, climate change and the environment, voting rights, education, jobs and wages, protected reproductive rights.
LGBTQ rights.
Oh, would you say there is one that stands out the most?
Well, I guess the most important thing is health care.
Health care. No problem. And these last questions for statistical purposes, ma'am. In political terms, would you consider yourself conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I didn't hear the question. I lost you.
Yes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm conservative.
Did you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'm conservative. I don't know. I'm just conservative. I don't know. Somewhat or not somewhat. I'm conservative. That's all.
Okay. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I've had 4 years of college.
No problem. Okay.
And graduated as an elementary teacher.
Perfect, ma'am. Great feedback. All right, ma'am, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My first name is Eleanor.
Okay.
E-L-I-N-O-R.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you for your feedback, ma'am. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Thank you, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.